Well, you struggled to generate any sustained pressure. Was that the case tonight?
Yeah, you know, they did a good job bunging the neutral zone up. I don't think they generated too much either. It was a pretty flat, kind of boring hockey game they're playing. And they know we're a fast-skilled team, and they did a good job neutralizing our speed and skill. Having said that, we still had some really good chances. We easily could have won that hockey game, and kind of a fluky one at the end there. I still don't know how it ended up in the net, but yeah, and even our first one, too, is good tip by Ladd in front. But yeah, they did a good job. Sometimes you just got to tip your hat. I think we played pretty hard and we competed, and maybe we could have executed a bit better with the puck at times. But yeah, we didn't get much going and deep in their zone. They played us hard. They hit. They finished checks. They made it hard to keep in motion.
I just feel that you're getting to the point where you're just going to get over that hill.
Oh, well, I mean, you look at the last three games. We lost in overtime. We won and we lost in overtime. I mean, you win two out of three all season long, you're going to be pretty damn high in the standings, I think. So, you know, it's disappointing to lose that one because I think we felt that we easily could have won it. Having said that, it was pretty back and forth, kind of choppy, chippy game. The ice was terrible. Pucks were bouncing everywhere. You know, sometimes it's those little things that make the difference. And I think for a fast skill team like for us, like us, it works against us.
I think Nathan McKinnon's going to have a breakout sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. He's too good not to, and he's just got to stick with it. And, you know, he shouldn't get discouraged by a game like tonight. I mean, as an offensive guy myself, I mean, that's not a fun game to play in. And you push and push and push, and, you know, you don't get the outcome you want, obviously, as team-wise, but individually as well. And, you know, it could be frustrating, but you just kind of got to learn from those ones and take them with a grain of salt because that's not every night. That's, you know, maybe one out of ten is like that. So he's going to be just fine.
You've been through your sophomore year as well. I mean, is there anything about it, like the jinx or anything like that?
I think that's just a bunch of crap. Yeah. But I think, you know, if he just keeps skating and working hard, it's going to go for him. He's going to get one lucky fluky goal and he's going to take off from there. You know, as an offensive guy, you know, points and goals are like our energy. And you know, you get addicted to that energy, and once you get on that roll, you can't stop. So, and vice versa, once you know it's not going in for you, it's tough. But yeah, he's gonna be just fine.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll get the